Ernesto Che Guevara would have been 76 years old this summer, and he seems to be just as popular as he was when he was 36. A new film, The Motorcycle Diaries, chronicles the travels of his youth before he became a Marxist revolutionary. The iconic photograph of Che is still everywhere, on posters in college dorms, decorating coconuts keyrings and ashtrays in Cuba, liberating snowboards in China. Boxer Mike Tyson has a Che tattoo. There's even a beer named for him in England. David Darcy reports that the name and the face have become icons for generations that know little about the Argentine-born Cuban revolutionary who died in 1967.
Fat Jeans is a store on Lower Broadway in Manhattan for teenagers and tourists. On a pillar near the cash register, a $20 T-shirt with Che Guevara's picture surrounded by the sun is stretched tightly over a buxom female mannequin. And that's not the only Che wear you can buy.
Different colors, tank top, different shapes, T-shirt, long-sleeve T-shirts, sweatshirts, different things.
Gary, the manager, who gave only his first name, didn't know that a new movie about Guevara was in theaters and hasn't noticed a spike in sales. He says the shirts are perennial favorites.
Because of the image, because who he is.
By the time of his death in 1967, Guevara had led the Cuban Revolution, broken with Fidel Castro and the Soviet Union, and fought with a guerrilla band in Bolivia. The Bolivian soldiers who executed him cut off his hands and buried his body in secret to keep his tomb from becoming a shrine. Guevara the martyr became Che the myth, a myth fueled by two images. A post-mortem photograph makes him look like Jesus Christ, but the most famous image, which winds up on T-shirts and posters, was taken by Alberto Korda in 1961. Guevara biographer John Lee Anderson says that image looked like the rebel that every college student of the era wanted to be.
It's an image of open-eyed defiance, of fearlessness in the face of danger, and also of a kind of distant vision. It's a look of certitude, resolve, and implacability.
The myth grew thanks to a simple equation, says Ana Menendez, author of the novel Loving Che, about Guevara's fictional lover and the child she bore him.
He's gorgeous. He's a very good-looking man. I think even Susan Sontag in her book on photography talks about him being an absolutely beautiful man. And of course that contributes to the image being replayed over and over again. Nobody walks around with Fidel's craggy old face on T-shirts, as far as I can tell.
And she says he was dead.
That's the secret to immortality, I think. Die young and beautiful. I mean, we have that with Marilyn Monroe and James Dean. The image that stays in the public mind is this perpetual, youthful, idealistic figure, and it has a very enduring appeal.
Guevara's death had a curious impact on college students and on those close to them, says Village Voice film critic Jay Hoberman.
I do remember that some friends of mine got a dog and named it Che. Soon after that, which seemed to me to be pushing it a little bit, but I think they meant it in a positive way.
The image was quickly exploited by Hollywood. Just 2 years after Guevara's death, 20th Century Fox released the film Che, with Jack Palance as Fidel Castro and Omar Sharif as Che.
I've got to start more fires than the Yankee firemen can put out.
The Soviet ambassador once called you a provocateur. I'm beginning to think that he was right on target.
This conversation is pointless. Goodbye, Fidel.
This was the reducto ad absurdum of the old Hollywood as embodied by Daryl F. Zanuck, trying to reach out for the presumed youthful audience in a clueless and clumsy fashion.
Jay Hoberman says Che's director didn't know who Guevara was before he made the movie. Broadway followed with Evita, which was narrated by a fictional Guevara. Now comes The Motorcycle Diaries. Screenwriter Jose Rivera says its protagonist is the pre-political coming-of-age Che, who appeals to a generation that's more extreme sports than extreme left.
Every generation needs a journey story. Every generation needs a story about what it is to be transformed by geography, what it is to be transformed by encounters with cultures and people that are alien from yourself. And, you know, that age group, 15 to 25, that's the perfect generation to get on a motorcycle, to hit the road, you know, to put on your backpack and just go out.
But the enduring Guevara image is still the glaring Korda photograph. Novelist Ana Menendez says she sees it everywhere, from Turkey to Texas.
Right here in Austin, when I came to read in January, I was walking upstairs to do my reading, and my eye just wandered over to one of the baskets on the floor, and there were a group of red Kleenex, red tissues, with Che's face on them.
And it's turning up in some new places, says biographer John Lee Anderson. He's seen it on the mud flaps of trucks in Afghanistan and on the streets of Baghdad.
I have seen his face on some posters sold in the bazaars. I've seen T-shirts. I have seen young Iraqis walking around with T-shirts. I was quite surprised.
Anderson's biography has a colorized version of that same image on its cover. Booksellers told him that customers bought it just for that.
They even told me there were some that didn't know how to pronounce Che, and they said, that guy, I want that poster, that guy, C-H-E.
Anderson says he's learned from emails that young readers even read his book. But Juan Corradi, an Argentine who teaches sociology at New York University, says that if Che is living again, he's inhabiting a consumer niche of adolescence.
Image is what counts. Decontextualized stories, a piece of this, a piece of that, you form like a table of elements of mythology that circulates globally. People don't even have to know or be interested in the true narrative and what he represented, his social origins, his failures as a minister of industry in Cuba, or the fact that in the Sierra Maestra he shot a number of his own people for treason. I mean, he was a toughie too. That does not matter. We live in an era in which words and images are what count, disengaged from reality on the ground.
And that's the key to the enduring appeal of the Che Guevara image. He isn't about his own biography anymore. He's about us, and we'll get to see more of him. A biopic with Antonio Banderas is being planned. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.